Yud Zayin Adar, Friday the 13th of March, Rabbi Leibish Heller, the Chet HaEgel.
This Pasha, Pasha's Kisiso, is almost entirely about the Chet HaEgel. The mice of the Chet HaEgel, the Shviras HaLuchis, and the Nuluchis, even the beginning of the Pasha, which is about Machtes HaShekel, is also, we know, a kapara for Chet HaEgel. When it says, the pasuk says, "V'nosku ish koyfer nafshoi." What's the koyfer nafshoi? V'chapra nafshoi seichem. So it says, Medrash and the Yerushalmi, which is over here on the page, it says that the machtes hashekel was a kapara for chet ha'egel. So I would like this morning to examine how is it that the machtes hashekel serves as a kapara for chet ha'egel? So strong kasha, how does giving one coin, how is that mechaper for a chet, which is really the most serious offense of Kal Yisrael in all of history? The Gemara says that to this very day we still suffer the consequences of chet ha'egel. Chet, which really the questions here abound, simply to understand, chat, what happened just a few weeks after having received the Torah? Having a first-hand revelation, seeing the Gilui HaShechinah that never was and never will be repeated, until you meet the Mashiach on that level of Matan Torah. And a few weeks later, they bow down to a cow. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees what happens, and he breaks the luchas. So Moshe Rabbeinu says there's an eitzah. He asks for kapara. And the eitzah is they should each give a half a shekel. How is that mechaper? It's just important to understand that kapara, whenever we talk about kapara doesn't mean slicha. It doesn't mean mechila. Slicha, mechila, Rabbeinu Shalom can give. Doesn't have to be a cheshbon. And if we make a cheshbon, maybe the act of a mitzvah, if we knew the schar of one mitzvah, of one psiyak tano, then it could be that schar is so big, it's so big that it's beyond anything that we can imagine. We find by Nebuchadnezzar how he was rewarded for the slightest thing. So maybe the reward for this act is mechila. That could be. But the shayla is not mechila. The shayla is kapara. Kapara means that the person is cleansed. Kapara means that the damage is repaired. How does that happen through giving a machtis hashekel? And the truth is, this kasha rabbeisa is not my kasha. And it's not the kasha of one of the Mefarshi HaTorah. It's a kasha, says the Medrash, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel Torah mipi ha'gvura, he had chavrusa with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he was mekabel. He was never overwhelmed by what he learned. He understood, and he was mekabel. There are a few instances in which Moshe was nibal. Moshe was totally shook, and he couldn't understand. And he had to interrupt the shir, and he had to, Moshe, what do you say? How does this work? One of those instances is Machtes HaShekel. So Rashi brings on the pasuk, Ze Yitnu. Rashi says, Ze Yitnu, Heraloi Kemin Matbeya Shel Eish. On the page over here, on number 3, Hedalei Kemin Matbeer Shel Eish U'Mishkolo Machtis HaShekel V'Omerlei Kaze Yitnu. Word Ze emphasizes, it points out that there was something that he was pointing at. Ze Marabetz Boi V'Omer Ze. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be shown a Machtis HaShekel? What was it necessary? So the Gemara, let's see the Gemara in Menachos first, and then we'll see the Tosfos HaChulin. The Gemara says, "Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Shloisha Dvarim, Hayu Kashin Lei Lamaisha." There were three things that were Kashin Lei Lamaisha. That's number 4 on the page over here. Ad Shehedele Hakadosh Baruch Hu Beetzboy, Beetzboy. Yeah. Until he was shown Beetzboy Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it was Kashin. He didn't understand. The Elohim, Menoida, Vereshchedesh, Vishratim. The three things are Menoida, Reshchedesh, and Shratim. Menoida, Dichti, Vezem Aisa Menoida. So these three things were kosher l'Moshe. And these three things, we understand the koshi, because the menaira was a very intricate, detailed process, and it was difficult to understand how it should be mikshachas with all the prachim and the gvim, so on. It wasn't easy. So Moshe had to be shown a fear of the menaira. The Shchedesh also, you need to know the Cheshbon, you need to know exactly what constitutes a Levana B'chidusha. And Shratzim, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see all the Shratzim in the world. So you have to be shown the Shratzim, maybe Shchita as well, Hargomel, Punk, the Shir, what's Taichar, Shchita, Ksheira. So these are the three things. But by us in Rashi it says that he was shown also the Machtis HaShekel. So why does the Gemara Menachah say only three things? So Taisus asks this Kashin Chulin. Let's see number five. Zot Taisus. Zoi Sachaya Melamed, this is a quote from the Gemara Chulin, Melamed Shatofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Komin V'min V'Herelo Moshe. So Taisus asks, V'hod Eloi Choshiv Loi Bat Koyim Etzirabo, this which the Gemara in Menachah doesn't reckon, doesn't count this the Minei Chayas included in the things that were Nefkashu Lelo Moshe, Gabish Loi Shidvon Shin Nefkashu Moshe, Menoyer Rish Chodesh Vishratin, V'loi Choshiv Nami Hodama B'Medrish. The Gemara Menachah doesn't count either that which the Medrash says. Which Medrash? Kimin Matbeya Eish Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'chsiv Zeh Yitnu. So it's a kasha. The Gemara says Shloisha Dvarim, and we have another two things where it says that Moshe had to be shown. And for Tosfos, no. Shema Leichoshiv Elamidi Din Iskasha. Gemara over there only counts things that Moshe found difficult. These two things, although Moshe Rabbeinu was shown, it wasn't because he found them difficult. Aval Hani, Afal Pishahir, Ohu Loi Niskasha Ben. Moshe wasn't Niskasha in these two things. Elo, why did he have to be shown? Elo Shatoma Al Hadova. Moshe didn't have a question, what does it look like? The Menorah, he had to be shown a Menorah, he didn't know what a Menorah looks like. The type of Menorah, the final product, was difficult to envision, so he had to be shown 3D, he should see what it's like. The Chiddush HaLevana, the Shratim. The story of Machtis HaShekel, Moshe Rabbeinu knew what a Shekel looks like, he knew what a Machtis HaShekel looks like. He didn't have a problem with what is the Machtis HaShekel. He had a kasha. He had a different kasha. Elo Shatoma Aladover Ma Yuchal Odom Liten Koifer Nafshoi. Moshe Rabbeinu had a kasha. I know what a Machtis HaShekel is, says Moshe Rabbeinu. But how does that bring kapara? How does that bring kapara for a person? Koifer Nafshoi literally means to redeem his nefesh, meaning that his nefesh deserves to not be, and he's redeeming it. So what was the answer? Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavchin, Heitev, Ulohidia LiYisrael. So therefore, as a response to this kasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed him a Madveya Shel Eish, so his question should be answered. So unlike the other three where the kasha was, what are you talking about? What is a Menoira? What is a Maisa of Shechita? What are Yishratim? Or what is a Levana B'chidusha? When it comes to Machtis HaShekel, Moshe Rabbeinu knew what the thing was. He had a kasha. How does this thing bring about kapara? So Ibazoi, we have a kasha. So what was the answer? If the kasha was, I don't know what a Machtis HaShekel looks like. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know Tzuras Magdeya, so the Rabbeinu showed him, this is what a Machtis HaShekel looks like. But if he knew what a Machtis HaShekel looks like, his kasha was, this Machtis HaShekel that we know about, how is it that this Machtis HaShekel should bring kapara? So what's the answer? How does that answer the question? The question was, this Matveya Gufa, how is it that it could be Machaper? There's another Kasha here on the Medrash as well. Medrash and Rashi. That is, it says that he showed him a Matveya Shel Eish and a Mishkolo Machtis HaShekel. The Eish had a Mishkol of Machtis HaShekel. Now that's difficult, because normally Eish doesn't have a Mishkol. The definition of a Mishkol is something that weighs downwards, something that has something that pushes downwards. Something that gravitates upwards doesn't have a weight. If you put a fire on the scale, the scale will burn, but it certainly won't. It won't weigh down. So what shot that was a Matbeah Shel Eish, and that Matbeah had a Mishkol. Where do you have a Mishkol? So that's a kasha. What does it mean that there was a Mishkol and the Mishkol was made up of Eish? But one third kasha before we come back. Let's take a look at the Medrash, which is the Makir for this Rashi. So the Medrash says like this. The truth is this Medrash is in a few places. It's a Medrash on Chumah right here in our Pasha. So in a few places the Medrash. And I'm bringing over here a Medrash from Bamidvar. But because the lashon is easier, but it's the same toichen. So let's see the medrash inside. Number six. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon b'shem Rabbi Yochanan gimel dvarim shama Moshe mihakadosh baruch hu v'yitzia la'achirav. Yitzia la'achirav means he was shocked. He pushed back. He couldn't contain himself. What are the three things? Kevin shama leiv nasnu ish kayfer nafshei in this week's parsha. The first pasuk of this week's parsha, Omar Moshe, Mi yuchal liten koifer nafshoi. Oir bad oir v'chol asher l'ish yiten bad nafshoi. V'adayin einei magia. Whatever a person has, anything, all of a person's possessions combined don't value, don't make up for the person's very existence, his very life. So how can a half a coin be a koifer? Ach loifoda yifte, ish lo yiten l'lekim koifer. So how could you have pidyon nafshoi? Omar lo yakodesh baruchu. Eini mevakesh lefi koichi, ela lefi koichon. Ve'yitnu. Don't make cheshbain et alibed emes. I'm telling you, this if they give, it's enough. This is what they're capable of giving. That's sufficient. Omer Rav Meir, and this is where the Medrash says, Omer Rav Meir, not like a baruch kmi matbeah shel esh mitachas kisei akavi, ve'heraloi lemoishe ze yitnu kaze yitnu. So this is the first thing that Moshe was near to la'achir. He jumped back. And the other two things that the Medrash brings. Is first is the karbonis. How could you have karbonis? What does it mean? Karboni lachmi leishai afilo ana makrivim kol chai seisadai kol arti levana. It can't be enough. So how could one oila serve as a karbon? So again, the Rebbe Shlomo says the same answer. Ein levakish lefi koichi el lefi koichon. And the third question was v'asi lemikdash shachanti b'soichon. The question that Shlomo Melech asked the Hashemayim Mishmir Hashemayim leichal kalucha. If Hashemayim Mishmir Hashemayim leichal kalucha afa bayis hazeh. How could it be that a bayis should be shachanti b'soichon? And again, the same answer. Eini mevakesh lefikoichi, elo lefikoichon. Now before we go on, let me ask you this. In which sequence were these questions asked by Moshe Rabbeinu? Which one did he ask first? The Medrash over here is going backwards. It's going from the last question, to the previous question, to the first question. Because Moshe Rabbeinu asked them as it unfolded. In this week's parasha it says, V'nasata oisei al avedas oyel mayeh. The oyel mayeh was already there at the time of taking the machtes hashekel. So the first question would have been asked on the Oyel Moed, on the Vatui Mikdosh. The second one would have been asked on the Karbonis. The third question would be on the Machtis HaShekel. So the question is, if Moshe Rabbeinu already asked it once, and he already received an answer that, Eini Mevakesh Elo Lifi Koichi Elo Lifi Koichon, why did he ask it again? And why did he ask it a third time after he was given the same answer twice? So it would seem that the answer that suffices for the Mishkan doesn't suffice for Karbonis. And the answer that works for Karbonis doesn't work for Machtis HaShekel. When it comes to Machtis HaShekel, the question is this later again, once again, how could it be? And there's a new answer, Einim Avakesh El Lefi Koichi. The Einim Avakesh El Lefi Koichi of the Mikdosh is not the same as that of the Karbonis, and the one of Karbonis is not the same as that of the Machtis HaShekel. Why? What's the difference between these three things? By the Mishkan it says, Kol nediv libo yivieno. Kol isha sheyidvenu libo. The Mishkan had a nidvas halev. The building of the Mishkan was an avedas halev. The building of the Mishkan wasn't only doing a maisa. It was a maisa with a kavona. It was a maisa with a neshama. It wasn't just a physical act. There was an emotional component to that act. It was a lev. Moshe Rabbeinu had a kasha. How could this act make such a difference? So the Moshe Rabbeinu told him, yes. This could create a Mishkan Lashem. So Moshe was makabel. Sof kol sof, if a Yid does something with his lathe, so it does something. A Yid's giving over his lathe to the Ribbono Shel Olam. B'chol levavcho, he's elevating himself. He's lifting himself up to a higher madrege in his neshama when he's doing this maisa with the right kavanis and with the right input. So Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel. Comes to kavanis. By Kabbalah, the din is the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah that koyfino isoi. If a person is high of a carbon, he doesn't want to bring it, bezin sends down shaytanim, and they're koyfino isoi. So Moshe Rabbeinu says bishlam by the Beis Hamikdash, by the Mishkan, the Ma'ase HaLev. The Rambam writes that tshuva is a kapara. Tshuva could change a person. A person has one hit of tshuva. If it's an emes hit of tshuva, then the Rambam writes he's a new person. They maskin leidaber lechati daber from his first ma'ase. And the Rambam teaches up why? Because he's not the same person. A person with one year of tshuva in one moment can become a different person. Those based on it, Moshe Rabbeinu, that was mischadish in the first Eini Mevakesh El Lefi Koichi. We find that Abelezer ben Dedaya, Bochar Rebbe, Yesh Koinai Lomei B'Shoah Achas. Shoah Achas, Shteit Nechidish Esforim, Shoah means also Shehiyo. One care. One care means one turnover. One turn, a person makes one turn within himself and he becomes a new person. Why was Rebbe Boicha? Rebbe was Mekana that Madrega. Because Rebbe in his own life was going Madrega la Madrega. He never had such a leap from being a Rosh Gomer to becoming a Tzadik Gomer. That wasn't something that was available to Rebbe because Rebbe was never on the other side of the divine. So Bocha Rebbe, Yesh Koina Ilame B'Shoachas. So the Mishkan Divus Halev Moshe Rabbeinu's Mekam. What is Karbonis? Karbonis is the Koifin Oisli. Koifin Oisli. What are you doing? You're taking a person, he doesn't want to do it. You're twisting his arm, he brings the carbon. Therefore what? Therefore he's discovered. Something changed by him. Something inside of him changed. He became a different person. He's the same person. And if you ask him to say the truth, if he wasn't afraid of the shaitrim, he would say, I don't want to bring this carbon. I don't want it. I don't care for it. I'm happy to be a balaveira. Chman al-tzlan. So what's trapped over here? So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the question a second time. And when he was answered, Einim lakash el l'sikoichi, Moshe Rabbeinu was makabal. And over here again we have a Rambam. The Rambam, I think I mentioned it here once, the Rambam is in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin. Last halacha of Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam writes, L'gabi aget. Aget has to be l'rtsoinoi. V'nosan lo sefer krisus. There has to be a nice nesina. Nesina doesn't mean that you push someone's arm. Nesina means that the person deliver, chooses to give. So how does kfiya help? How does the kfiya help? So the Rambam asks, Maki noisei achi yeme reitzan, kofi noisei, how does that work? So the Rambam says, when a yid says reitzan, when a yid says the words reitzani, he's expressing the emes of his neshama. The Rambam. Rambam says, between you is naturally a person who wants to do the right thing, Ratzon Hashem. If they were koifin oisei shilboi al pi bezdin, he could scream reitzani 100 times. But we know the truth that he's not reitzan. But since over here is mechuyev to be megadish ral pi toira, so the emesin he wants to give it. No, but then yitzrei who shall answer. When he says reitzani, that reverses that yitzrei, and it's enough. Since the pnimius nafsha he wants, and since b'chitzenis he's saying that he wants, the fact that in between, in the middle, there's some disturbance, that's okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard that when it comes to karbonis, reitzani suffices, and that's a chidush din hilchos tshuva, that if a person wants, and he has the yetzer hara that still doesn't want, but b'chitzenis he does want, even if at the same time, internally, he doesn't want sakapar. When it comes to machtis hashekel, machtis hashekel of the Rambam, that you take it from him, Bal Korchei Mamish, he doesn't even have to say Reitzani. He doesn't even have to say Reitzani. If a person doesn't want to give Machtis HaShekel, they take away Ksusoi. They force him to bring the Machtis HaShekel, and he can scream any Reitzani, it doesn't make a difference. So here Moshe Rabbeinu had a kasher. Moshe Rabbeinu had a kasher, Rabbeinu Shalom, what's the kapara over here? A Yid does a mitzvah, Mamish, mitzvah sanoshim ulumadah. Puts on film because his father, from his bar mitzvah, was mechanachem to put on film. He doesn't want to be doing it. He just doesn't want that there should be a day in which he didn't put on film. Well, not that he wants to put on film. Or a yid does any mitzvah and he doesn't have any ratzon whatsoever. So what kind of kapara is that? Machtis hashekel that koifi noisei even without a reitzani. How is that a koifer nafshe? How does that work? Thus the medrash herelei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemin matbeya shel eish and mishkola was machtis hashekel. What is a mishkol? We already discussed a mishkol represents weight, heaviness. Of the four Yisoidas, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisoidas HaTorah, the world is comprised of four Yisoidas. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofer. Eish is the most ruchnistic one. And therefore, Eish has no weight. Eish goes up, it doesn't weigh anything. Ruach is the one beneath it, and Ruach weighs something. It weighs more than Eish. Gases weigh a little more than Eish. Mayim weighs even more, and Ofer weighs the most. You take the same volume of Mayim, and Ofer weighs more. So Mishkol represents the Gashmias. The more physical something is, the more Mishkol it has. The more Mishkol, the more Gashmi it is. You have it says in Sfarim that mitzvah b'loi kavanas kiguf b'loi neshama. The kavana is the ruchnias of a mitzvah. The ma'isa ha-mitzvah is the guf, is the Gashmias of the mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's kasher was the kulay Mishkol. What is it? It's a Maisa Gashmi. His hand is taking the Machtis HaShekel and is putting it in a box, but there's no Neshama, there's no Ruchnius involved in this Maisa Gashmi. The person's Neshama is not involved. Herelei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this Mishkol is Eish. This Maisa Mitzvah that a Yid does is B'Yisoidei Eish. Not only is it Ruchnius, but it's the highest of the whole Ruchnius. It's an Eish that goes upwards that has no weight whatsoever. A Maisa Gashmi Mishkol is really Eish. This was Nechadish in the third Kasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. A Maisa Gashmi, which is Kulei Gashmi. When you look at it, it looks like it's a physical act, but the truth is, this is an expression, this is a connection to the person's neshama, to the person's emes, and this takes a person maila, maila, like Eish, which is Nagvola maila, and wants to go up. This was the answer of Machtis HaShekel. Machtis HaShekel brought down a new chidush in tshuva, a new chidush in a yid's ability to be miskasher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That a physical act, if a person does a simple act, it seems to be insignificant. That simple maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown that maisa is Eish. The emes of that maisa is that it's Eish. And in Eish, we have various types of Eish. The nature of Eish is Rabbeisai. Eish, the condition of Eish, physics, the way Eish works is there's two conditions. First of all, an Eish has to feed off something. You can't have fire if it's not being fed on something. Either wood or fuel or gas or wax. It has to feed off something. Paper. If there's nothing to feed it, it dies. On the other hand, fire is something that if you put it next to water, it's going to be put out. It has to be protected from certain elements that extinguish fire. If you pour water over a flame, it goes out. That's the teva of Eish. But there's one exception. There's one exception. There's the Tzur HaChalomish. Tzur HaChalomish is a flintstone. A flintstone is a rock that if you've, is that the word for it, flintstone? If you scrape it in the right way, it produces a spark, and that spark can burn all of Australia. It can burn all of the forests in the world, that little spark. And the flintstone doesn't have to feed off anything. And the flintstone can be kept underwater in the ocean for 1,000 years. 1,000 years it's under the ocean. It's been in the worst environment for fire. You take it out, you dry it up, if you know how to access it. You need to know how to do it. But if you can reach the potential on that flint stone, it can burn the whole world. It can burn the whole world. That's a tsur. Tsur HaChalomish. And this is what it says in Svarim. There's various different Lashonos, and Chasemes calls it in Kudas HaEmes. In other Svarim it's called Yechidosh HaBenefesh, that in every Yid Neshama, the fire could be put out. It could be the fire. If a person, the fire has to feed on something. What does it feed on? It feeds on Torah and Mitzvahs. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. It feeds on Torah and Mitzvahs. That's what gives the fire of a Yid Neshama Chayis. It keeps it alive. If you deprive it, if you deny it, any of it, no Torah, no Mitzvahs, the fire dies. Chas V'Shalom Avedis HaMachavim. They erase, they put out the Neshama. So you can have a person, if a person is involved in the wrong things, a person comes to a shir, it's Machavik is Neshama. If he goes to someplace else, it can erase it. It can put it out. And Chas V'Shalom, you can have a person who is totally insensitive, he doesn't care, he doesn't want, he doesn't need, he doesn't feel any connection. Why? Because the neshama was mistreated enough that it was entirely extinguished. But that's incorrect. Chas V'Shalom, to say it was entirely extinguished. There is always the tzur. The tzur HaChalomish is always there. And that tzur HaChalomish has the potential with one strike, if you know how to strike it correctly, with one strike it can illuminate the whole world, it can put the whole world on flame. And this we find once again in this week's parasha. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked for kapara, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him, "V'niftzafta al atzur." Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, how could this be rectified? How could Klal Yisrael be brought back to their original situation? The fire was extinguished. The Anochi Hashem Elokecha was violated. The Lo Yiluch Elokim Acherim, Rachmanu Litzlan, things that no yid b'deinu would consider happened to all of Klal Yisrael, or a big proportion of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was, what could happen over here? So Rabbeinu Shalom told him, "B'nitzavta al atzur." If you're looking at the flame, you see the flame is gone. But there's a rock. It looks like a rock. It looks like there's nothing there, but that rock has the potential and capacity to reignite itself. And again, and again, and again, no matter how many times a person fell, no matter how strongly a person erased and how many floods of water of Mayim Rabin that were poured over the Ava and it was entirely gone, but the Tzur HaChalomish is always there. All you need to do is strike it. How do you strike it? How do you strike it? So this was the Machtis HaShekel. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, by striking the Neshama is not necessarily to convince it, not necessarily to try to arouse it emotionally. It's simply the maisa of a mitzvah. When a yid does a mitzvah, even if that mitzvah is done with no particular intention or no particular, as long as there's a kiyum of the mitzvah, with no specific dedication, but there's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah that a yid does for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that works. Why? Because this is a mitzvah Hashem. Because it's a mitzvah Hashem, and because the yid is a ben of is a member of Klal Yisrael. In the world, it doesn't work. In other elements, it doesn't work. Either you're a mishkol or you're an eish. Gashmius doesn't contain ruchnius. A physical act doesn't create an emotional attachment to something. That's in Gashmius. Avraham Avinu, before Matan Torah, if he would have taken the Matzah Shekel and put it in a box, he wouldn't have become an Obama Dreger. Nothing would have happened to him. But once there was Matan Torah, once there was Atav Chatonimi Kol Amin, once there was the Lachlifam B'Uma Acheres E Efsha, once Klal Yisrael was given a neshama by Matan Torah, that neshama can be reignited time and again, and by simply doing a physical act of Maisa Mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch says that Achara Maisim Nimshachim Alavavis. The lashon of the chinuch, and the simple interpretation is normally seen as a simple practical thing. If you do good things, you become a kinder person. If you behave more compassionately, you become a bigger barachna. That's also true. That's the pashtu pshat. If you do things, you. But the sefer chinuch is giving this as a beer for mitzvahs. And the deeper pshat is that the Ribbono Shel Olam was matbia in a ma'isa hamitzvah, something that doesn't make sense in the world of our comprehension, the world of science or the world of logic, in a simple act of a mitzvah that seems to have no significance in terms of the person's emotional attachment, the simple act of a mitzvah is ma'oirer halavavis. I can't explain to you why a particular rock can be striked and it'll ignite the world. I can't explain to you. That's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam made it, that there should be a tzura halomish. The Ribbono Shel Olam put into our neshama that there should be a tzur as well. And he said that it should be a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. If you do the same act and the film is not kosher, it's missing one koitz on the yud, so then it's possible. And the act won't have any effect. It won't have any effect, it won't have any impact, it won't be a koitz for nafsha, it won't be nothing. But if the act complies with what was dictated in Torah, with what the Ribbono Shel Olam set forth, then you have a flintstone and you have the process of activating it in the right way. And this was the Zeh Yitnu, the Matbeah Shel Eish, Mishkola. The Mishkola of the Yid is always Eish. Never undermine a Maisa HaMitzvah. Maisa HaMitzvah is the key, is the pathway, is the means of accessing a Yid's connection to Hashem. Obviously, we don't want it to stop there. The Eish has to come along in a physical way. There has to be the Kavanas HaMitzvah, and there has to be the Neshama, the way we know it, in a revealed, conscious way. But the way to get to it is through Maisa HaMitzvah. And in this case, the mitzvah that the Ribbono Shel Olam chose should work for Kapara and Chayt Egel was the mitzvah of Matzah Shekel. You don't understand, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's because you're looking at it from the point of view of what it appears. But because this is what I have dictated should work, it works. It'll make the people into different people. Just get them to put the thing in the box, and you'll see Klal Yisrael will be in its air from again, and everything will be Kaloy Hoya. Because that's the Koyach of a mitzvah. Basically, thank you very much, and we should be zeiche to have the real Eish.